Welcome to Leveling Up with Lindsay, the podcast where we dive into leadership, small business, and everything in between. I'm Lindsay, your host and the proud owner of White Peony Boutique, a space created to empower women, build confidence, and foster meaningful connections. Whether you're an entrepreneur, a mom, a friend, or someone just looking for a little inspiration, this is your space to feel seen, supported, and inspired. Join me as we share stories, strategies, and a little bit of life's chaos while navigating what it truly means to level up in starting a business, relationship, and personal growth. So grab a cup of coffee, get comfy, and let's level up together. Welcome back to Leveling Up with Lindsay. Today we're diving into something that is so much more than just an event. It's a heartbeat of our community. This October 4th and 5th from 9 to 2 p.m., we'll be hosting our fifth annual Peony Market at the Shed location. What started with just 20 vendors back in 2021 has now grown to over 70 incredible small businesses. But let me be clear, this is not just another vendor show. The Peony Market is a labor of love. It was created with one purpose: to support and celebrate small businesses, because I know firsthand the grit, the late nights, the heart it takes to chase our dream. Our vendors are moms, dads, students, grandparents, friends, and neighbors. People right here in our community who show up with their passions and pour themselves into every detail. And year after year, they come back. Not just because it's a market, but because the heart behind it, it just is different. Today, I'm sitting down with Emily, our event and marketing director, who has been in the trenches with me from day one, making this market what it is today. We're pulling back the curtain on what it really takes to put this together, why we do it, and how we've built an event that's not only grown in size, but grown in soul. So let's jump into it. I'm really excited to talk about this because it is by far our favorite event of the year. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. I love everything White Peony does, but this just gets me like next level excited.
It does. So let's take it back. I want everyone to know the why behind the White Peony Market. First and foremost, let's talk about how this idea was created. Yeah. So I actually was on a mission to support other small businesses because we were growing and the support that we were receiving was like bar none. It was amazing. But there were also behind the scenes really late nights, 7 days a week, hours from sunup to sundown. You were right there with me.
Mm-hmm. I remember having lots of conversations early on. And this is like more of the beginning of White Peony when, yes, we had those late nights. We were up late unboxing. We were up late thinking what we're going to do the next day and things like that. And it is truly a lot of work. And there's not a lot of like maybe resources that people are familiar with. So I remember you saying very early on, I want to help other small businesses. Mm-hmm. And you're like, we should do a market. And I was like, what are you talking about?
That's normally when everyone
runs. And we're like, oh, great. Lindsay has an idea. But that's kind of when it started. And when you have an idea, you run with it and you weren't going to give up. And you're like, I want this not just to be a market where people can come and sell their goods and services, but how can I genuinely help these small businesses grow and be a resource during like the beginning stages of their businesses?
Yes.
And it was really cool because you, like I said, you were dead set on it and you wanted it to be something different and you made that happen.
It was going to happen no matter what. When we had that initial conversation though, I was fueled even further. Like I was ignited because everyone was instantly on board and excited. Yep. But then we were sitting there and it, I mean, the conversation and how this is all prepared and created was, it wasn't just like one little meeting. We talked about this like almost every day, all day and texting each other ideas. And one of the things I was like, okay, I love a farmer's market in the morning.
The ambiance of the shopping.
The ambiance, it's just a beautiful weather. Yeah. You have flowers. There might be a little music if you're lucky. Mm-hmm. You get some fresh produce. Like there's just something so peaceful about a market. You know, all the people that are putting in the work. Well, I was like, you know, there are also vendor events, but how do we like put the two together, but then really hone in on the people, the makers, the businesses behind and highlight them to what they deserve, right?
Absolutely.
These are people from all different walks of life that have spent countless hours dreaming, preparing, creating to create these small businesses.
And that's another reason why you always say White Peony is different. It's not just about clothing and shopping. Like you preach that community is important, community over competition. And that again highlights, I think, that aspect of the business that you want to run.
Absolutely. And I think more than anything, I just genuinely wanted to back another small business with heart and support. And so for me, like from day one,
It hasn't been about, there's a lot of different kind of markets out there, mm-hmm. like farmers markets, yep. vendors markets, the swappers, or the, mm-hmm. what is that called? The
swappers meet, right?
Yeah.
Never been.
I haven't. Yeah. I actually love it because I just love spending the morning just walking through. But I'm like, for whatever reason, from the very beginning, I knew that like this was going to be different and I wasn't mm-hmm. going to veer from that. Like we're not here to right. do the same as someone else mm-hmm. or I really wanted to hone in on experience and these small businesses more mm-hmm. than anything. Mm-hmm. So we started originally with about 20 vendors. Mm-hmm. I don't know, was it?
Did I think it was 20. We were excited to get 20. And it was a lot of reaching out to people that yeah. you saw at different farmers markets being like, hey, we're doing this. We'd love for you to come. Word of mouth and things like that. And we were super jacked to get 20 people. We were.
And just the whole atmosphere behind mm-hmm. how it started mm-hmm. that day, it was like knocked our socks off. It was incredible. Mm-hmm. But we poured so much into that leading yeah. up to there. And then the day of, we just really wanted to make sure that our vendors felt the absolute love. Mm-hmm. It just felt different. It felt right. It was so good. And I am so beyond proud that we are over 70 vendors and oh actually in our summer market. So we have two a year. We have a summer market that is only one day. In the last few years, we have had how many vendors at the shed?
There was over 60 at the shed.
60 at the shed. Mm-hmm. And then here at our St. Joe location, we actually had a bus, thanks to Trobeck's bus here in St. Joe, go to and from the markets. And we had, I think it was close to 40.
Yeah. Yep.
40 here in St. Joe. So the goal here is to bring in these incredible small businesses. We have the two spaces. We have an incredible community surrounding us. Why not help them further? Mm-hmm. So that is our summer market. Now we're talking about our fall market in October. Our fall peony market is a two-day at our shed location only, like I said. There's just something different about this mm-hmm. one. It hits different. Mm-hmm. It's the crisp air, the yes. fall. People are back to school, I think, ready for a fall wardrobe change, mm-hmm. starting to Christmas shop a little mm-hmm. bit or holiday shop. There's just something about this fall one that is the biggest for us. And to me, it's like the most incredible.
I agree. And I think people like, okay, in Minnesota, you get what, 3 or 4 months of nice weather a year. Yeah. So people are really looking to do things outside, especially in the fall. Yeah. So people are like saving the date. They're booking hotels because they come from a ways. Yeah. Like people make this a weekend like event. Like people come a long ways for this. So it's pretty cool.
I've been asked actually like, you know, we have like the different craft fairs too. Mm-hmm. And they're like, why is this different? And I was like, it just is. And we've had so much incredible feedback from mm-hmm. our vendors that it is different. Mm-hmm. And we'll kind of go through that a little bit later. Yeah. But now I'm so proud with this 2-day fall peony market that we're over 70 vendors.
I know. It's so 70. Crazy. And the coolest thing is some come both days, but there's some that are just on Saturday and some just on Sunday. So if you are looking like for a whole weekend event, come both days because truly you're going to like find new vendors to shop each day.
And the thing is the traffic, it does get a little bit busy. So if you, you know, you can decide if you're going to spend the full day there on Saturday or if you're like, hey, I wanted to do this, but I didn't get to this. And maybe have kids with you Saturday or don't on Sunday. Like you can come both days, just kind of mm-hmm. go through and connect and talk with the vendors. It's so cool. Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about what the process with selecting vendors mm-hmm. for our market looks like. Take it away because you are hands down in charge of coordinating.
So it's been kind of fun because since the beginning, we've had some that have been with us since our very first market and yeah. they request to come back every year because of the heart and the community and they just feel something so different, which yeah. we'll talk about in a little bit. But with that, we want it to be fair to the vendors that are coming because we know how much time and work and effort goes into setting up and creating products and just being part of an event like this. Mm-hmm. Something that's very important for us is to make sure we don't have too many of a similar type of vendor. Like we want it to be fair for our vendors. They put in so much time and everything is very specialized. So we want it to be fair for them as they come and set up and sell their goods.
And we have definitely had duplicates.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
Like, there's a way that we go about it, you know, and yep. there have been a couple of lessons learned also.
Yeah, yep.
But there are like, we have a couple of different candle companies, but they're yes. incredible. And it's always, 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 always. And I'm going to scream this from the rooftops. It's always community over competition. Yes. And that is one message that we have definitely communicated with all of our vendors that work at the peony market mm-hmm. or are part of the peony market, because there is zero tolerance for any kind of drama yes. or negativity across the board. Mm-hmm. And that's a message that was very strong in the beginning. And actually, I am confident in saying that is like the culture of the peony yes. market is you're just not going to get that.
Well, and they know it. Like, we're very clear in all our communication with the vendors. I'm very clear, like, hey, there may be a couple more candle companies, but I think you're different and this is why, or I feel like so you'd still be a good fit. Yes, and we over communicate, yes. which is not a bad thing. And that's one of the most positive feedbacks I've gotten from vendors is your communication is fantastic. Like, we get emails weekly. If we have questions, like, you get back to us so quickly. There's no questions. There's nothing left. Like, they don't feel like they're left in the dark about any information about our events. And that's really cool because mm-hmm. sometimes you can feel like you're bombarding people with emails, but no, people love that.
And I think you do a really incredible job at, I have to give you props because dealing with this many different people is a task in itself. And for, I've talked to a couple other businesses that have held events with like multiple businesses a part of, it's a big to-do list. It's a lot. But you are so... That is one thing with Emily. She cares so deeply of the well-being of every single vendor that's a part of our market. So I think you can feel that. Mm-hmm. And I think, so with your emails, they're very informative. Mm-hmm. They are very, like, one step ahead.
Yeah. And we hone in on, like you said, the zero drama. Like, we make that very clear.
Yeah, we do. Good job.
Get along with people. Have fun. Like, connect. Collaborate. Connect with other vendors. One of the coolest things about that is... people have done that. And there's so many relationships that have been formed between like different vendors. They go and do things together. They pop up together. They invite each other places because they've met at Peony Market and they've taken that serious. Like, they've made really amazing connections with other vendors.
Okay. That was going to be kind of my next like question.
Sorry,
no, it's good. It's good because reflecting back on the growth of our Peony Markets, because of the growth, it hasn't diluted our mission is what I was going to say. Don't you agree? As we've grown, the mission and heart have stayed the same or even deepened. I believe that it is so beneficial for everyone, like I said, community over competition, to collaborate. Mm-hmm. If you're going to win in a bigger, greater sense, mm-hmm. if you, yes, hone in on your skill, hone in on what you're selling, hone in on your product or your service, but if you take it to another level and turn to your neighbor and you are like, I'm going to connect with you, I am also going to support you, I'm going to mm-hmm. create a new friend, an outlet. This is our Peony Markets have turned into, not only on the outside, but on internally and on the back end, such a community.
Mm-hmm. It's cool, like on social media, following these businesses and they are like shouting out other vendors or being like, I can't wait to partner up with this person and do things. So it's been so cool.
And I think that was kind of a message from the beginning. So one thing that I know as starting my own business is you get very involved in the trenches of like, am I doing this right? I got to get this done in time. I got to hurry. I got to do this. You're so focused on your details and how you can improve and do better and connect with your own customers. It is very easy to forget the value and the benefit in just reaching out to a fellow business owner. Mm-hmm. And that is a message that we kind of try to hone in on from the beginning to encourage that amongst. Mm-hmm. And I think that is why the culture has really just grown so deep, and I hope it continues to. My goal, I love more than anything when my friends meet each other or like they mm-hmm. connect. And yes. I think that kind of shown at the Peony Market too in a very different way. Mm-hmm. So if anything, I think as we've grown, the mission has gotten even like greater. I know that we are very intentional with this upcoming fall market. Mm-hmm. We've got some big ideas and goals mm-hmm. in mind, but it's not for us. As White Peony, it literally is for our businesses.
And we are still, like, we continue to accept new vendors, which is really fun. Like, we try our best to expand and grow into, like, a capacity that we are able to.
Yeah.
But like I said, we're very selective just to make sure it's fair. And we have, a wide variety of vendors and goods and services for customers to shop to make it a full experience for them.
I can't wait till someday I just have all the land in the world. Can you imagine?
Hundreds and hundreds of vendors.
I would too. Oh, I totally would. Okay, so the preparation for something like this, I wanted you guys, listeners, to know and understand and feel the heart behind our Peony Markets because they are different. I wanted you to hear what it takes to put on something like this. I think it's very interesting for different people. I want you to know a day in the life of a market vendor and a small business starting up, or maybe somebody who travels a lot who has other jobs that literally is pouring their heart and soul into this. Mm-hmm. I want you to understand that, like, this isn't just about going to some little market fair, craft mm-hmm. fair type thing. There is so much mm-hmm. more to this. Mm-hmm. So let's walk from January 1 and on and what takes place in all of the prep work on mm-hmm. our behalf. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to talk a little bit about the vendor. So January 1, what happens?
Say it happens before that. So fall market is October. I think we do like our 12 days of giving in November, take a little bit breather. And then I think actually maybe it is right after Christmas, January 1. I'm like, all right, spring or summer market, let's
go. What's going?
Messaging previous vendors typically, letting them know this is the dates we've locked in. We'd love to give you guys first dibs because we've been a very valued vendor before.
That and like after our markets, the gratitude is like, I don't know, just like our everything is so full of gratitude.
I know.
Because it is so much work, but we're like, did that just happen?
I know. And I actually have vendors that grab me. They're like, when's your spring market? Like, put me down right now. Can I pay for a deposit right now? Like, the people are so fired up because how like much fun it is.
Yes. So immediately after our market, it is so important to us for every individual to be heard and be seen and to know that their efforts and their work really mattered and made a difference.
Yes. You're right. So follow up thank you email right away because that's so, so, so genuine. We're so grateful of all the time and the efforts and just everything they put into it. January 1st, we get rocking on summer. I think we...
It's like brainstorm central,
we
man.
Gotta, pick our date. We say, how can this one be different? How can it be bigger? Yeah. How can it be better? What can we do? One thing that's super fun, like, are you going to find a DJ at any other farmer's market? No, you're not. But at Peony Market...
We actually have the best music ever.
We'll have like a DJ or a live band or someone singing. Like just that really creates a fun atmosphere in itself. We try to have food and like drinks available for people who like to maybe have a coffee as they're shopping or enjoy a burger for lunch.
Absolutely. Like we reflect back and really hone in on how we could have done it better.
Yep.
So I'm honestly, every year it feels like we've leveled up a little bit more, but we always take a moment to look back from prep time the day before to the day or days of and ask ourselves, like, what could we have done a little bit better? Not only for our customers on the shopping side, but mostly for our vendors and, like, how to benefit them a little bit further.
And it's things you don't think of, like, calling and making sure we have porta potties and, like, things that are really valuable and maybe, like, are easily forgotten but are so important to make the day run smooth.
Literally what you were saying, Em, is we look at every part of an experience not only from a customer standpoint, when somebody comes up, and when I don't really like to say customer or community, I don't know what to say. It sounds so salesy. Because I want it to be such a great experience. So if someone was to walk up to our market, drive up, come in, what does it feel like? What does it smell like? What is it? What can you hear? Like all the senses.
Yes.
And I want you to just be like, you can feel the freaking love from everybody. I want you to like, not just walk up to a vendor booth. I want you to like, feel the absolute personalities behind who you're talking to. I want to knock your socks off. And then on behalf of what matters to us more than anything is our vendors and how they feel and how that looks like. So we go step by step. And then we're like, how can we make this experience a little bit different every time and a little bit better every time?
I think the coolest thing, it starts at vendor setup in the morning. So vendors get there pretty early. We have it to a science now where we space out when vendors arrive, when they can unload, unloading times, all that kind of stuff, which is so much work in itself to plan and prepare and make sure it's a very smooth transition for everyone.
Yeah.
But we get a group of people there in the morning that help unload vendors' cars, help set up tents. And that has been one of the biggest things, the gratitude from vendors. Like they're so grateful because sometimes they're there by themselves and they have tons of boxes or heavy tents and weights and they need help setting up. And we are at their car. We are helping them unload. And it's amazing.
So bless my kiddos' hearts, my husband's and our families and friends. I have a couple of very best friends that literally the morning of market show up the same time I do at our fall market at 6:01 or 5:55 or whatever that is to help me guide these markets. Our goal to make the vendors, their lives easier, the small business owners, is organization. We said that from, we've changed that a little bit.
Yeah.
And I'm so proud of what it's developed
into. I
feel
like every year we learn.
So it's never going to be perfect, but we're on a mission to make it better. So we, like you said, you organize what time different vendors come and what why that makes a difference for some versus not. You know what I mean? The family, the friends, our kiddos that come and these teenagers are ready. We've got like 2 to 6 kiddos at 6 a.m., you guys.
And they have such good attitude.
They come in and they are sweatshirts on and ready to go just to help everyone unload. And they are the kindest souls too. It's true. And like, cool. my daughter's had her best friends and their friends, and it's just been so cool. Mm-hmm. And so I'm so appreciative for them.
Yeah.
I usually bribe them with a little extra breakfast, maybe an Alani or a little energy drink or coffee. But whatever it takes, we got to do it. So I definitely make sure that they are taken care of. Mm-hmm. So let's take it back a step further from the very beginning of how this prep, like the organization from it. So yes, from January 1, we're planning. We have meetings every single month for a long time, and we're constantly messaging back and forth all these ideas. And then once it gets up to like 2 months before, I mean, we have a lot of discussion about like, where are we at? What are we going to do different? How can we tweak things? Updates with communication with our vendors and whatnot. But then what really, really matters is Emily goes through this incredible process. When a vendor reaches out to us to sign up, what does that look like? Because like, just walk from that. We're trying to make it simple. It's affordable. Like we do have a fee for our vendors, but let me tell you, we're not here to make a dime off of anything like that. That was never, ever, and never will be part of our mission. It literally, like we have, like you said before, we do a porta potty, we do marketing, we do printouts, we do all of these things to make sure this is successful for these small businesses. Mm-hmm. But okay, kind of go through that from beginning.
Yeah, so if a new vendor reaches out, I kind of ask a little bit more information about the goods you'd be selling or the services that you'd be providing. Yep. Make sure it's unique in a sense that it's something different enough that we don't have already a vendor attending. I have a program or a software that I put in a questionnaire and a link to reserve your spot. They can pay their fee and all that stuff right through this link. I send it to them, they reserve their spot, and then they fill out all the forms necessary, and then they're good to go. Yep, all good to go. So easy for them, it's streamlined, they get a receipt right away, they get a confirmation email, and then again, it kind of goes through all the information, what to expect, and letting them know that more details will be coming. Yep. We keep communicating. I keep giving them updates. I keep asking them to help spread the word, because the more people that know about it, the more they benefit from it. And social media is such a cool tool for advertising and marketing.
So cool. Yeah. But I love through this process how you connect with these vendors. Like, you connect with them. Mm-hmm. And it is so cool to get to know them. And then by getting to know them and what they offer, then we kind of decide where they're going to go, like schedule-wise.
Yes. Yep.
So you try really hard. Like we always tell everyone, there's no guarantee of a spot, of where you're going to be located or whatnot. But you do a really great job. Emily pours her heart into this as far as selecting like what times everyone's scheduled to come in, where you're going to be located and whatnot.
Yeah. We ask anyone if they have special requests. So maybe if someone has like paper products, they want to be against the building so it doesn't blow away. Or if they have fresh cookies, they don't want to be facing the sun, like things like that.
We've learned a lot.
Yes. And people have that have bigger booths or a lot of stuff, they need more time to unload. So I just ask for all those requests ahead of time. And then we definitely do our best to accommodate everyone's requests.
Absolutely.
And especially with the unloading times, because I know how much time and effort and work goes into
that. Yeah, because sometimes like we have vendors that are like, if I could get here earlier, we'd be here. Mm-hmm. And then there's some that are like, actually, my setup only takes about 15 minutes. Because then we kind of spread everybody out. And again, we may not be able to like accommodate every single tiny detail, but we absolutely pour our hearts into doing our very best.
We are there the night before, sometimes late with your husband, and we're spray painting like numbers and we're arguing about like how much more space we need. And it's fun and it's playful banter, but it's just, it's a lot of work and it's the reality of it. Like, we're there late to make sure it's easy for vendors in the morning.
Let me just tell you, and then we got to talk about vendors. When market is over and things are quiet and we clean up the whole week after and put things back in order. And I mean, it takes a week. You sit back and you kind of just are like, look, like you hit the chair or you hit the pillow and you're like, did we just do that?
I know. It's a lot.
It's a lot in such a good way. But you know what? This year, I think about the video. I think it was last fall market. My mom and dad, I think, came, my husband and daughters. I think it was you and your kiddos.
Yeah.
And I think Autumn and her husband were there at one point. And everybody, the night before, I think it was like 8 p.m., 9 p.m., whatever it was, were all like rearranging the world at the shed, trying to like do some last minute details, because what starts for us behind the scenes market morning we're up at 4 a.m. Yep. working on things. Yep. And I'm at the shed at 6, and it is go time. Mm-hmm. We have learned from the beginning that we don't come in early thinking that we're going to work on something. Like, oh, everything has to be done by Friday, period. Yep. Because when we get there in the morning for our vendors, they deserve our attention first. Mm-hmm. And so everything else, there's no time for it. Okay, so vendors, the booths, the communication, meeting these incredible humans behind their small businesses and the work that they do. Let's talk a little bit about the vendor. I want the world to know, and I wish that I would have asked, and I will in our future, ask a vendor or a small business to be on here and talk about what it takes. And you know what? We're really good at. We have done some interviews and with videos we'll post on our social media. So please follow White Peony Boutique. Please, please follow our Peony Market Facebook page and Instagram page Emily did create to help this.
That's new this year too. Like, we want people to always have a place they can go to know like the happenings, the dates, the vendors that'll be there. So it's Peony Market on Facebook and then Peony Market MN on Instagram.
There we go. Check it out. So we'll give you some behind the scenes of some of our vendors and do interviews with them, because here's the deal. My goal and my mission is for you listeners and our community to meet these incredible people. Mm-hmm. They're the time and the effort. And we know from White Peony, I know from a business owner, I know from a creative, I know what it takes, and it is a lot of freaking work. Mm-hmm.
A lot of work.
Oh, my goodness. Do you want to, let's take it way back. I don't think I've actually talked about this ever in any of these podcasts. Before White Peony was created, Emily, do you remember what me and my mom used to do? My mom and I would create signs and holiday, like, and christen pots. And like, we had this big sale, like holiday sign sale. And with like greenery and different things in my garage.
I don't think I knew that.
You didn't? Mm-mm. I wonder if I could find pictures. Okay, so long story short, we're well aware what it takes to like set up, you know. And White Peony started, we actually did, I think, our very first vendor event. I think it was at like Duck's Billiards, a big like thing, or one of them. No, brewery.
Yeah,
it was a brewery in Annandale.
Yep.
That's where it was. My gosh.
I was there.
I don't think we could move after that. Here's, at the end of the day, please know that these people in our community, moms, they are children, they are grandparents, they are sisters, brothers, friends, neighbors, everyone in between. Mm-hmm. It starts with a dream. Mm-hmm. It starts with a dream, moves forward with passion. And you show up to a vendor event or our peony market with grit and damn determination, excuse my language, because it is a lot of work. And, you know, there have been moments we were faced with a little bit of weather, two markets. One was incredible. We're going to talk about this here. Rain. And my heart actually stopped. And I like couldn't breathe that first time because I know how much work these people put into their products and services. And I was like, it was not about me. I just wanted to, I was so concerned with how, what they were going to do with their product and how they were going to.
Yeah. Cause it was when we were setting up the morning.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Okay. Yep. Let's take that back. We had a morning. I don't know if it's the second year or third year maybe. And in the morning, it was torrential downpour, you guys. And never in my mind did it, you know, being new to all this, didn't cross my mind at all. And it rained torrential downpour. Mm. Like, it rained so hard.
We had to put boards in the parking lot for people to walk in.
Oh, my God. Because
there was puddles.
Right? Uh-huh. I forgot about that. Okay. And I remember standing there numb. Like, people were showing up. Our small businesses, our vendors were showing up with their trucks, with their families. They were unloading and setting up tents in the torrential downpour, the rain. Mm. And I went out and I was coordinating. You were coordinating. Matt, I think, was coordinating. We were talking with them. But then I remember coming into the shed and standing there numb. Like, I didn't think of that. Like, what are we going to do? Mm. Not only what are we going to do, but are these people for real? Like, they're still setting up. They're pushing through.
Yeah,
like,
you talk about grit. Yeah.
I literally remember standing there numb, looking outside. Our employees are running in and out, trying to help people and coming in, sopping wet with umbrellas, trying to, like, bring them towels, whatever we had to do. And I remember being like, is this for real? And then I was like, are they seriously still setting up in all of this? And it got me kind of choked up because I was like, wow. There were a couple people that just could not continue, which I completely understand. But those who stayed, and those above all, whether they left or stayed and had the best attitudes, that was a lesson that we weren't going to really, we're going to take that standard and use that going forward.
Yep.
Yeah. Right? It all matters. And oh my gosh, that day was like a complete lesson learned. But let me tell you what did happen. Because of everybody's attitudes, the universe listens. I am a firm believer because at like 10:30, the sun came out and we had the best day we ever could have asked for.
Absolutely.
And I remember walking around and being like, wow.
Are you okay?
These vendors, above all, weather, rain, shine, wind. We had an incident with that and our team handled it like champions. I was in tears because our vendors handled it. Like everybody came together. There's just something to be said about this type of event. Our peony markets are where you connect and they turn into kind of our family.
They do. And everyone supports everyone, which is so cool. You have each other's back, like for the win. Like people are helping pick up each other's things. Like it's just, it's really cool.
So when we talk about from a vendor perspective, what makes it different than the rest and the feedback that you've maybe received, I would say the organization.
Yeah. Yep.
Feedback that we received from vendors that it's different from the rest is the organization, the personal and heartfelt touches, of course.
They can feel we genuinely care and they appreciate that. They're not scared to like email and ask questions if they have questions. Someone said, this is the most put together event I've ever been part of. I love it all. Thank you so much. Another quote from a vendor is, I'm so excited to be a part of this market. I love everything that White Peony represents. So again, that just shows that all the hard work that we put into making it a community shows, mission, and they can feel it.
That's good. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what we're doing. All the work, you know, the selling of products is one thing, but like if everybody could feel and understand the bigger picture is actually the win, right?
And I've had multiple people be like, tell me your dates now, like get me on the wait list. Like I need to be a part of this because it's just, it's
that's
so cool.
Amazing. Now, as far as our customers go, for our fall peony market, if you're interested in coming from out of town, or if you're local and you want to see what the heck this is all about, you're going to get food and drinks and experiences. We have like permanent jewelry and hair tinsel, right?
Yep.
You're going to get products and vendors from all different walks of life and different things, from candles to God, our list.
We have homemade signs. We have doll clothes. We have homemade jewelry, clothing and accessories, cookies, so many, lots of baked goods, you guys, canned goods. Let me tell you
what. We've had nautical bowls. Seriously, I always find something for myself. Usually it's like a, what do you want to say, like a homeopathic type product. I usually get a candle. I find many gifts. And usually I find a Christmas, a holiday gift or two, or just for like a teacher or a thoughtful gift for a neighbor. Yes. I remember the one time Tara wasn't able to come, one of my best friends. No, I think I had a bag for her because I was like, she missed out. You need it.
I think
a
lot of people do get a lot of Christmas shopping done because it's cool. Like it's a cool way to support small businesses and unique things that you won't find other places.
I agree. But for customers and vendors, both of you, we have a few new things in store this year. Little touches that we hope will absolutely elevate than ever before. I have never felt so excited. And I know I say this to some degree every year, but I really mean it. I've never been so excited about this fall market.
It gets more exciting every year because we do different things. And I do want to say too, like this event is made for getting groups of friends together, like get your ladies to go shop. It can be family oriented. Like you could bring your kids. Like it is really for anyone. So
we also partner locally with a place for lunch and drinks afterwards if you want to go. So
coffee before.
Yes. So make it a day experience. It's your excuse to get away for the day. Enjoy the fall weather. Come, like Emily said, with yourself, with your friends. If you want to do family, Sunday is different from Saturday. So like Em said, there's different vendors on both days. And then on Sunday we have, this year we're going to have a bounce house for the kids.
I'm so excited. It's a new business. So they're going to bring, kind of promote their business, and they're going to bring some bounce houses and some fun things for kids to do. We usually have some fun kids activities of our own too. So Sunday's tailored more to like kids and families.
Oh, I just thought of one thing too. Ooh. This is going to be different because we're partnering with TWA.
Oh, yeah.
Which is
a training facility.
A training mm-hmm. facility behind our shed location, kind of. And he's like, I want to be there and open our facility to those who maybe aren't there to shop. So maybe
the guys,
all the guys can come through our market. We have plenty of whole families that come. But heck, if yeah. you're dropping off your wife and her friends and you guys want to have fun, there is so much to do. And we're going to post the details. But if you are interested in guys and maybe those who aren't interested in the shopping part of things, we have an experience for you all as well. Mm-hmm. So that's gonna be so
cool.
Keep
an eye out for that for sure.
Bring your friends. Sunday might be family oriented. Come both days, different vendors.
Absolutely. And like significant amount of new vendors. Like it will be worth making a 2-day trip in my opinion.
I agree. I am so when she talks about this, it excites me, and I don't even know.
I have a list of vendors in front of me. I think I've messaged our team every day this past week, and I said, you guys, the vendors this year are so good. You guys, I'm so excited.
Oh, she actually has, for real. And as a little wrap-up to all our fall Peony Market vendors that are prepping beyond measure, like right now, the hours, the time, everything that you're putting into it, I want you to feel our love, and I want you to feel the community's love, and I want you to know it will be worth it. You so matter, and I think if everyone knew all that goes into this, if everyone knew the heart, the passion, the soul, the time, the money, the effort, the sleepless nights, the long days, it is such a powerful thing. So whether you're a vendor, I see you, I hear you, I'm excited. If you're someone who's interested in coming to our Peony Market, I challenge you guys all to meet one another. Go up, yes, you're looking at product, and sometimes you just want to shop quietly, and that is absolutely okay. But I challenge you to get to know one person. Maybe their product resonates with you a little bit differently. Maybe there's something that truly is going to help you, whether it's health, wellness, or whatever that looks like. Maybe it's something that you're just blown away by, like the detail of some, what, or the person. Maybe you're like, hey, they're making candles, but I love your shirt. Where did you get that shirt? Or vice versa. Yeah. You know, like, that's what this day is all about, connecting with people.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And for me personally, like I've got to know a lot of these vendors really well. So for my son's birthday, like I reached out to Michelle with Sweet Loon Bakery and she made cookies. And I was looking for like a back to school sign for my son who went to kindergarten. And I reached out to Jamie with Christensen Customs and she made me a back to school sign. So it's like things in your everyday life that you're looking for. I go through this vendor list first because I love supporting small businesses. These people are amazing and their quality of their stuff is so good.
Now more than ever is such a time to support these small businesses, right? Emily, thank you so much for sitting down with me today and pulling back the curtains on everything that goes into our Peony Market. I'm so grateful for you, our team, and most importantly, the incredible vendors who pour their heart and souls into making this weekend so special. To everyone listening, I hope you felt a glimpse of the love and dedication that makes the Peony Market more than just an event. It's community. It's connection. It's families, friends, and neighbors showing up with their passions, their creativity, and their dreams. We would absolutely be honored to see you all at our 5th annual Fall Peony Market, Saturday, October 4th, and Sunday, October 5th, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the White Peony Shed location. Come shop, come support, and come meet some of the most amazing small businesses you will ever know. And even if you're unable to attend, you can still be part of this movement. Share our posts on social media, follow some of these incredible small businesses, and help us spread the word. Your support, whether in person or online, means more than you will ever know. Because when you choose to support small, you're not just making a purchase. You're fueling a dream, strengthening our community, and becoming part of the heartbeat that keeps this market alive year after year. So mark your calendars, grab a friend or five, or share with someone who could maybe come with you. Together we can make this Fall Peony Market the best one yet. We cannot wait to welcome you all. Thank you for listening. If you found this information helpful, please share it with a friend. If you're looking for more information on the topics we covered, please head to the show notes below. And if you wouldn't mind leaving a 5-star rating and review, this would help this mission and our journey to get started. Let's make today and every day an opportunity to level up. Until next time, keep dreaming, keep striving, and keep making a difference.